Hello and welcome to the Rant and Rave podcast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Frank.
And the title of this week's podcast is The Grand Illusion. And no, I'm not talking about that great Styx album. Although my second choice was going to be The Royal Scam by Steely Dan or even...
Nice reference.
The Great Rock and Roll Swindle by the Sex Pistols. But we'll go with The Grand Illusion because nice. We are in fact living in a post-reality world.
We are.
The political left has created this alternate universe. They are full speed ahead with it now that Donald Trump is no longer our president. And the DNC, of course, with their media puppets, pulling the string. It's kind of almost like a Wizard of Oz thing. And but I think in this case, it's George Soros is the evil wizard behind the screen. So within days, of course, they are running full speed trying to cancel every good thing that Donald Trump did. And the big difference is, of course, you know, he was trying to counterbalance what Obama did. But in this, the big difference is that the DNC's policies will in no way help a single American citizen.
Right.
And that is the big difference.
Yep.
And of course, let's, I know you gotta jump on this, Frank, but the whole impeachment, acquittal for the second time, what were your thoughts on that?
Oh, totally. And before I jump on the impeachment and hey, everybody, you know, talking about wiping out, I literally just saw, do you know there's a, Dave, there's a, so I got to say this right off the top. There's a bill, the Dems have put a bill up in the House to wipe out the possibility of using Trump's name in any federal landmark, any building, any airport, any road. They want to be, they totally, if you read this bill, they want to wipe out his existence, right?
So whitewash.
Every president has stuff named after them.
Sure.
All of them, even the bad ones. Of course, in San Francisco now, they're renaming the Abraham Lincoln School and all these others, Wilson.
Right.
But, I mean, to actually introduce legislation to prevent it, anyway, I just had to throw that out there.
Wow.
It's just crazy. Yeah, look, on the post-impeachment, you know, scam, sham stuff, I mean, what a joke. I really have to just do some rapid-fire things here because I got a bunch on my mind. Pelosi and Schumer prove themselves to be two-time losers, which they are. Trump, as I predicted a couple episodes ago, is now more powerful than ever in his absence from the presidency. Mm. He is Obi-Wan Kenobi, Dave. I know you're a big Star Wars fan.
Nice.
But he is now more powerful out of the seat than in the seat, in my view. We have proven once again that the left-wing media is conspiring to push this message. We have evidence now that CNN and NBC paid Antifa activists for footage from the Capitol breach. They then propagated that stuff online, on Twitter, on everywhere else to make it look worse than it was. I mean, just horrendous. And there's just a whole bunch of nonsense going on with the broader aim of the impeachment. It wasn't about impeaching a president. This is just a political tool now that has been weaponized to paint all Trump voters as criminals.
Right.
That's
and
it.
Of course, they're another big thing they always try and do, and that's why we're still seeing the National Guard surrounding the Capitol, is to maintain a climate of fear and anxiety.
Yeah.
Because they feel like they can control the populace with as long as they can kind of still push that narrative.
100%.
So I'm going to give you one more Star Wars reference before we dive into some other stuff. I believe, you know, the first Star Wars film was actually called A New Hope.
Okay.
That was Donald Trump's presidency. What was the second film? The Empire Strikes Back. That's what's going on right now. What was the third film? The Return of the Jedi.
Nice.
So let's hope that Donald Trump, or maybe Donald Trump Jr., becomes the Jedi.
He's running
in the next
chapter. 7% in the polls right now as a potential. Maybe he'll be a VP. Can you pick your son as a VP? Is that allowed?
Perhaps.
That'd be pretty wild. Or your daughter.
Perhaps.
I know. Either way, it's going to drive these libs insane. Any one of those combination tickets will drive them insane. I do have to say quickly, though, the National Guard thing. And folks, I'm not sure how much of you have seen, unless you live in the Washington area, whatever, watch News Live, they have kept 9-foot fences with razor wire, right, all around the Capitol at a cost of $500 million through March, through the end of March. It's like mid-February right now. What's the point?
So it's once I, like I just said, maintaining the as much anxiety as possible, because it's like, OMG, that terrible orange-faced man and his terrible racist followers, they're going to just storm the Capitol any minute now. So we've got to do something about it. We've got to keep the National Guard there.
Oh, well said, Dave.
And so let's get back to the impeachment thing one more time. The two, I saw some of it. I knew it was going to be a nothing burger, which I kind of like that term.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Was one when they did a split screen of reality and fiction. One of Trump's lawyers up there, including they went through the whole Charlottesville thing again.
Yeah.
They put what the media has been pushing, and then they put the reality of mm-hmm. what it was. Mm-hmm. And I also love that other Trump lawyer when he got on there with that CBS.
Oh yeah, Bimbo.
Bimbo
ripped her to shreds.
You know, nothing about her sex, just she's an idiot.
Yeah.
And he tore her to shreds about what was really happening and the truisms of what was out there, and she just had nothing to say.
There was one specific reference, I'm sure you saw this, where she basically, I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but she basically said, well, they only doctored two or three things, right. So isn't that okay?
Is that okay?
And he basically said, oh yeah, so you're okay with doctoring physical evidence in an impeachment trial of a president. Okay, sure.
Change a year from 20 to 21.
Yeah. Make a person look like they're a follower, not a follower. They had the check mark on the Twitter thing and all the rest. That's not a big deal. No big deal. Yeah.
Move along. Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see here. Yeah.
Obviously, 2022 can't get here fast enough. I don't know if we want to jump right to the COVID thing, but I got two things on that.
Yeah, shoot.
Do you know, besides Fauci being, you know, Dr. Doom, he's weak, not believable. Yeah. You know, he was just awarded $1 million.
Yeah, I saw that.
From some left-wing group, I think, out of Israel.
It's Soros money, you know that.
Yes. Yeah. And
just through a couple pockets before it gets to Fauci.
This guy's already a millionaire, no doubt.
He's the highest paid federal civil servant.
There you go. And he's about 80. So you can imagine what his pension's going to be
$450 a year.
This guy has direct ties to the Wuhan lab. And speaking of the Wuhan lab, do you know that the taxpayers, me, you, everybody, we're still paying the Wuhan lab? So the lab that created this virus that killed millions around the world, we are contracted to continue to fund them till 2024.
Yeah, no, it's insane. Look, a couple points. Well, first of all, it's great to be back after a little break. I was off skiing with the family this past week, so I had my head in the clouds, so to speak. But hey, I'm telling you, up in there in Nevada, in the mountains, no masks, people are hanging out. But on a broader scale basis, you know, the reports of infections have dropped by 50% globally. So folks, what's happening basically, like at least what I think is happening, is you're getting this convergence between a vaccinated public and a naturally immunized public like myself, who got COVID, was a nothing burger, we're now naturally immunized. And those two groups of people, broadly speaking, are moving together, and you're getting this herd immunity kind of building. So you're getting rates of infection that are dropping dramatically. And we can just tell. People are out and about. They're doing things. But as we referenced, I think, in the last podcast, magically, Dave, January the 20th, and I predicted this several months before, that January the 20th, the Wu flu, the Chinese virus, what else are we calling it? I can't remember all the things we call it. But anyway, it magically disappeared from the face of the earth. And then Washington, D.C. opened up its restaurants, and New York City opened up its restaurants, and Chicago and Lori Lightfoot opened up their restaurants, and Gavin Newsom is on his heels, you know, here in California.
And the numbers are not spiking.
And I'll tell you, it's another conversation for another day, but Cuomo in New York is in deep trouble.
He is responsible
for a lot of deaths there. He's in trouble.
I think we jump on that right now. So we have known about this for 9 months. This was very easily absorbable, this information, back in April about what he had done to the seniors, the vulnerable seniors in the nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, we're actually seeing the left fight the left, which I love.
Totally. The Associated Press was the one who broke the story, so to speak. I mean, we knew about it for a long time, but AP really did break the story. And so it's funny, you have that Time magazine piece, you have this AP piece, so you have the extreme left now going against the moderate left. I'm kind of like all hands off. But I have to say, Dave, you know, on the JB, can we call him JB? Joe Biden? JB? I kind of like JB. He's got a nice ring to
it. I still like Sleepy Joe, but go ahead. I'll go with that. Yeah.
I don't know what's been going on there, but to me, it feels like everything's just kind of adrift. Like when Trump was in there, it was like weekly stuff, and here's the commander in chief, and here's what's going on, and here's what I'm signing. And with Joe, it's kind of like, things are just kind of like, you get this drifty feeling. Like nothing's really...
There is no strict agenda.
Yeah.
Trump ran 1,000,000 miles an hour. Joe's running 1,000,000 miles an hour backwards. So he, you know, we all know he's just a puppet of what's going on. I mean, just look at his response of what's happening in Texas, which is horrid.
Yeah.
This terrible freeze they've had, which is you know, claimed lives and, you know, the millions of livestock.
Yeah.
It took them 5 days to even acknowledge that it was happening.
Yeah.
And now they're finally, oh, gee, I think we better do something about it.
Yeah, well, as you said earlier, before we came on air, I mean, the thing about, so one third of their power now is now alternative energy. So wind farms and solar. Well, wind farms and solar don't stand up too well when it's freezing frickin' cold. So all those wind turbines jammed, all the solar panels jammed, their water pipes froze. I have family that lives in Texas, so fortunately they were okay. But, you know, lots and lots of problems because of this giant eco pressure. Now, these courses was a state decision, so some responsibility there, obviously, but a lot of eco, climate change, Fed pressure. What's that Swedish girl's name? She's not a
Greta.
Girl. Greta. Yeah, she's 18, actually. Did you know that?
Yeah,
yeah, she's a puppet of the left, that chick.
She sure is.
Ah.
No, yeah, the push toward renewables is harmful. It's become so overblown of what it can and cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a perfect example. So maybe Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, can realign, can rethink this, can bounce. I mean, California, we're already done for. We had a little bit of a heat wave, and you know how many homes didn't have power for months and months last year.
Well, you know, remember, you're in the Hollywood business. You know Bette Midler.
Unfortunately, I know the name.
Yeah. So Bette Midler came out and said, basically, this is God's payback to Texas.
Right.
Can you believe that?
She's a foul
human
being.
She's a loopy, loop job, soy sucking, hormone injecting, whatever.
She's foul. Speaking of foul, and also tied into the COVID thing, basically, everybody wants to open things up. One of the major stumbling blocks are the teachers' unions.
Oh,
and this has to be addressed because they've always been a negative force, but they've reached epic proportions now of the amount of harm they're doing, and that they have aligned themselves with radical leftist groups and policies.
Yes.
You can't underestimate it because it affects millions of families and children around this country. If you're a parent, I'm not, and you have a choice to have your kid be in a public school or non-public school. I mean, it's such a clear difference.
Well, great segue, Dave. And as you know, I'm a dad, parent, two young girls, 10 and 8. And I am literally living through this situation. So about a year ago, I saw the shit was going to hit the fan with this whole COVID and public school stuff and all the rest of it. So we literally yanked our kids out of public school. We put them in a good Christian-based private school. They have had an incredible time there, face-to-face since day one in early September. No problems, no issues, everything good. But I have so many friends in the public system who still have their kids looking at a computer screen, Zoom, 5 days. Now, some are doing, a couple of districts that are doing the face-to-face stuff, but most are, especially in the middle and high school, are doing distance. And we're seeing we're actually seeing increasing amounts, I hate to say this, but we have to address it. We're seeing increasing amounts of suicide amongst the young people. Yep. In fact, in Las Vegas, it forced them to advance the opening, face-to-face opening of schools because suicides were increasing from these kids sitting in front of a computer screen.
These corrupt teachers' unions, and I'm not talking the rank-and-file teachers, just like when we talk about the FBI. The typical teacher is probably just there to do a good job and help the kids, but the leaders at the top are so power-hungry, and they just want to continue to keep things closed down and just say, F you, we don't care. We're not gonna let our teachers back in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the main ones in New York and the city of L.A., and they wield so much power over these politicians because that's one of their biggest donors are those teachers' unions.
And unfortunately, there's very few places to go for most people. I guess you go to a charter school. Yeah. I mean, those with means can go to private school, but it's very hard.
All the inroads we had made with the Trump administration, he was pushing for more charter schools and so on, is going to be obliterated, unfortunately, now.
Yeah.
So we're going to be taking a big step back in the next few years, we'll try to pick up the pieces once Joe hits the road.
Yeah. No, I know. It's sad.
And let's end this podcast with our note about Rush Limbaugh.
Ah, yes.
The legend that he was, and because he just passed away about 5 days ago now, and you know, I gotta believe everyone out there listened to his show at least once in their life. He really was a tour de force, an innovator, class act, very humble, actually, even though he had this kind of funny bravado about himself.
Correct.
On air.
Yes.
Great guy. I mean, you never heard a bad thing about him. And we are missing him so much already. 30 million listeners a day.
Yeah, I can't top that, Dave. I mean, great, well said, incredible guy. He brought forward conservative talk radio to a place, you know, what was nothing in the beginning, and now it's tens and tens and tens of millions of people, not just in the United States, but globally, people who listen to that that show. Yeah. So we'll miss him.
He'll be missed. We appreciate you listening, and we will talk to you soon.
Yeah, all right. Take care. See ya.